stopped off in a certain inn. A little while after he came there, the innkeeper comes running out. He says, Rebbe, Rebbe, I'm sorry, I have to ask you mechila. Now the guy looks at him and wonders, what did you do wrong? What do you have to ask mechila? He said, I just found out who you are, that you're a helig of Tzadik Goyim. I didn't treat you well, I didn't give you the right derechas. Tzadik Goyim says, what do you mean? You treated me so nicely. You took care of me. He says, yeah, I treat you like a regular person. Had I known who you were, had I known you're real godless, I would have treated you better the way you really used to come to. To me, this is an important Mussar Haskel, this little story, a simple story. Very often a person is given a special opportunity, given a certain chance, like a leg in height, something that he really, if he could utilize it properly, he could really have a tremendous tayela. But very often, leider, a person doesn't realize the chashivas of what he has. He doesn't realize the gelegenheit that he's being offered. And then he makes a terrible shot, a terrible baltashka. We're standing tonight in the beginning of what's undoubtedly one of the most gebenchte tkufis of the year, which Chazal in so many different places, B'yeshua Faratam Kiravim, tell us how this tkufa is the most gebenchte tkufa of the year. And that's the beginning of the Chodesh El, the beginning of the Yom Ha'Yayim. The Shainim bring from the Medrash already that tell us the school of these days, especially of these days, the Zayah Kodesh Taitis, the Pasik, Ubachta as Adiyah, that's Ima Yayach Yomim, Taitis, the Zayah Kodesh, Do Yachad El. That's what El is all about. El is person supposed to think more about other Chidah Shemayim, thinking more about his Tata in Himmel. The Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Tavkuf Pei Tes, he also starts with this Mahalach of the Yemei El, Yemei HaRatzin, and he adds a few unbelievable lines that each one gives so much chizik and esayrus in Yemei El. He says, V'ikka asmachta, there is an asmachta to the godless of these days, Mikra anila doidi v'doidi li, which is Rosh Tevas El. And also, Seifei Tevas Oilem Mem, these 4 yuds at the end of those 4 words, spells equals 40, which is the 40 days of El. That's what El is all about. The pasuk Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li. In other words, the days that the Eibishter Kaviyachol is turning to us and calling us his Daidi and giving us an invitation. Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li. But he's not finished yet. Mishnah goes Vayisa Ki Be'Ela Abayim Yomim Hatshuva Mekubelas Li As Libay Korav El Daidi B'Tshuva Va'Oz Daidi, which is the Eibishter Korav Lei B'Kabel Tshuvasi B'Ahava. That these are days that are especially easy to do tshuva and do the right thing. In other words, a day in El is easier to learn, it should be easier to daven. These days, with the day that our deity is close to us, these are days that should be easier in the way of Hashem. But he goes, Vaisa, Va'oitzmach, Mikra, Umol Hashem Aleikech, Ez Levavcha, Ves Levav Zarecha. Again, that's Rosh Tevis El. I'm sure you realize that when Chazal say Asmach is not just episode, cute verse that Einfall Asmachta means that the Torah alludes to these schools by saying these psukim. And you hear what Elul is. That Elul, besides of course being days that are Anila Daidu, the Abish is close to us, besides days that are more mesugal to tshuva to Maisim Tovim, but actually with the Abish to Kavayachal, the Abish to himself, Kavayachal, is helping us do the tshuva. With the Abish is our Moyal, and he's being mild, the Oila of our hearts, the Aveyas, the Chatoyim. We have an Asaga what it means. You may have Tshuva. Do we know what the word Tshuva means? We have a Bagrif on what Tshuva is all about. And maybe that's why we don't have a Shaykhus, that we don't look forward to Elul. There's an unbelievable Zaya Kaddish in Bereishis, Daf Kuf Chof Tes. Zakoyin Hani Balei Tshuva. These Balei Tshuva are Zaycha, the Shah Achas, the Yayim Achas, or even the Rega Achas. Even a one moment of Tshuva. So craving like a Baruch Hu, Ma Beloi Havi Akein, Afidu Tzadikim Gemurim. That's what Elul, that's what Tshuva is all about. That in a minute of Tshuva, a person can be Zaycha to a non-Kaiti Ebishta, more than even the greatest Tzadik. Do you hear what 1 minute of tshuva is? Do you hear what one tefillah is on Elul, Yemei HaRatzayim? When a person says, Ashreinu Avinu Sarisecha, when he says, Slach Lanu Avinu Chachatanu, and he hasn't been the Eibishter, he hasn't been Ubachtas Adiyah Vat Ima, so then he's being Zaych, what the Zaych Kaddish tells us, that even what the greatest tzaddik is not greater. To hear what it means when a person has a nesayin to say a shavuot on a zavara malashin hara, and he stops and says, "No, I can't say that. It's already el. Today is already yemei hadin. It's yemei hadatzim." That's what the zayin means. That's the rega achas when a person is sitting in front of the gemara and it's not going good, but he goes on anyhow and he pushes himself. That's all the chelik of what the zayin tells. That's the rega echad of tshuva. That by the Eibishter is so chashuv. And even if Chalila, whole year we have our own, our little Aveyolach and our Durchfals, but in these days of Elul, these days where the Eibishter Kaviyachol Zok Tzu, Anila Zaydi, the Eibishter Kaviyachol is helping us. Umol Hashem Alei Kecha Es Levavcha Is El, that's the Mahus of Elul. These days, each day, each minute of Tshuva, of Elul is very opportune. And this is what a Rege Echad of Tshuva is. And how much more a chaydish of tshuva? How much more a chaydish of el? And I ask you, isn't the taka the chaydish el the most gebenched of the chadashim? A chaydish where the Eibishter is zaktu, the Eibishter is the kivas alekim, the chayadam. When it speaks about the halachis, chaydish el who mufcha umuchan yaitish and mekubel tshuvasai, and explains why these are yemei haratzayin. With the fish of Hayyam Eli Meiratzain, Lachain, the whole son of the son, every single year, that they Tashin and Rav also, Misaira Oid Harachimim Lamaila. This is what the Chaydish El is all about. Rabbi Zayn Zunt, he always speaks about the Yamim Nerayim, he always calls them Yamim Nisloyim. Very special days. And if you hear them about what El is all about, you realize, Taka, it's not a Guzma. These days, the 40 days, the Chaydish El and the Isaiah Shemay Tshuva, Ataki Yamim Nislayim. I once saw a letter from a Chatzko Zechayim Levacha. It's printed in the Oye Chatzko Mecht of Mem. Hine Hayam Nechmodim Yimei Ha'elu Miskarvim Ubayim. Calls me Yamim Nechmodim. Migi Ten Halavai Shiyah Biyadeinu Lahasigam. We should realize what they are. The Lasaitim Oysi Yimei Rachim Shakol Tolu Biyad Adam. And that's the Machshav we have to have in the beginning of Elul, right? We're holding the Kamat by the beginning of Elul. We have to realize that these days of Elul are like Yamim Nifloim Yamim Nechmadim. And that's the question we have to ask ourselves tonight. Are we looking to these days of Elul like Yamim Nechmadim Yamim Nifloim? Or are we making the mistake that innkeeper made? He had such a Matana Toiva, but he didn't realize what it was. He didn't understand the goddess of that Matana. And Meir Ben Tayer reached me a very chassid Ben Tayer that Mason Yom Kalelis Al Tayer, and came up, it's almost Elul. So by the way, he says, "Don't remind me. Just don't say that word. It gets me nervous. Just don't remind me about Elul." And let's be honest. I think that's what deep down maybe a lot of us are thinking also. Elul is a very scary word. Do you hear about Amalek Elul? How people they fasted, they didn't sleep, they made Gilgul Shelag. And to us, Elul became like a very spooky word that we just don't want to be reminded of it. And it's not chas v'shalom that we want to just lev zechatag, we want to just forget about tshuva, we want to forget about Torah mitzvah chalila. We're talking to a eid of kedusha of bnei Torah. They realize the importance of every word Torah and every word tefillah. For the ma'aser, this is what this Elul tshuva and this Elul machshava about Elul. And that's very, very sad. That's really pathetic. If we take days that Chazal tell us are Yamim Nifloyim, what Yamim, unusual days, unusual opportunities, days that the Eibishter says Ani Odaydi V'Daydi Li, days that the Eibishter Zaktu Malchem Es Levavchem Es Levav Zayachem, and we make them into days that we don't want to think about, we want to forget about, that's a terrible show, that's a terrible Baal Tashkes. Chazal tells us in Chagigat Avdalid, Eizei Shaita, Ma'abed Mashem Eisen Loi. What's a Shaita? You give him Matana and he throws it away. How about if you give a person a Chaydish El? A Chaydish, Yamim Nifloim, Yamim Nechmadim, and he throws it away. Isn't that a terrible, terrible stuff? So why does this happen to us? Why all of in our times today, the word El, right away we start getting frightened and we try to forget about it. Not long ago, I'm sure you all know, Elul was a different Chaydish in Gansin. Elul was a month that was totally different than the rest of the year. I went to visit my Rebbe of Shepzayn just the other day, and he told us that in the yeshiva, Elul was mamish, you could feel it, you could see it, you could smell it. It was a totally different Chaydish. And he said, the old Zitz, that the Vel said, that during El Lafil, the fish have a gesitzit in the yam, even the fish would tremble by El. And this was not so long ago, this was 50 years ago, when El had a ton of El. And even recently, already in our times, after the war, there was once a thing called El. I remember the first one, the first moment that I stepped into the Mir Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So I met a friend of mine, an old Ben Abacha, today he's a Chasher Ben Teira, and we started talking, and I was talking with him, so somebody comes over, a younger man, and he writes down on the paper, I remember he wrote down, when is Rav Shadron speaking, giving the shmooze tonight? So my father answered back, the time, afterwards I turned to my father, I said, hey, Achman, what happened to the younger man? How come he can't talk? Was he sick? Was he born that way? So he laughed. I said, what's so funny? He said, that person doesn't talk cold elul. The whole chayzel, he doesn't talk dvarim b'teilim. And this is something that, I'm talking in our times, 12 to 13 years ago. And today what happened with elul? What happened with the whole musig of elul? I heard from a Talmud that was in Shanghai during World War II, at the end of the war. So there's once a bomb that fell right near the yeshiva. The yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva, was stationed very in Shanghai, in China. And a bomb fell right next to the yeshiva. And Elam was in Ganson, very, very disturbed. There was a shasim right next to the yeshiva, the pachad. So Chatzko Zechan Elach was there, the shasnaisa. And he went up to the bima and he gave a clap, Elul. And the yeshiva went back to learning with a smada atzuma shein kamayu. They were a minute away from Misa. The pachad Misa was negere nehem. But the word Elul straightened them out, put them back in his place. That was not long ago what the word El meant. And today, to us, and I meet myself also, what does the word El mean to us? It means yes, forget about it, leave me alone, don't remind me. And the question is, so what went wrong? What are we missing? Was felt by Yonzeh? We don't have the El like it's supposed to have. So maybe you'll say, we have a great Yiddish Hadayrus, we're different, we can't sit there. Maybe you can't sit there. But you know, I met somebody a few years ago. He wasn't a Ben Tayyar, he wasn't a Ben Yeshiva, he was a very modern person. But he told me one thing, and I'll never forget it. He says, you know, I look forward to these days of Elul, to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. They're such special days to me. A whole year we do the wrong thing, we try not to, but we, lemaisa, inevitably do the wrong thing. And it comes these days of Elul, and a time that we could get things back into God and go back to Him and get close to Him. I really look forward to those days very much. And I thought to myself, isn't that a tzvi on us? Somebody who has no shaykhs to limit at Torah, he's not a Ben Torah, but he looks forward to Elul. So maybe if we can't sit there, we can't shake and tremble like the fish, or more like a fish even, maybe we can't sit there about Elul, but at least we should look forward to Elul. At least we should look forward to Yomim Nifloyim, these Yomim Nechmadim, these days that Chazal told us in so many places are special days. Why do we feel this way about Elul, that it's something that it's too scary for us to even think about? And again, if somebody who's not a Ben Torah, who wants to just love the Chatzog, it's not a Kasha. But we're talking about a Torah that want to do the right thing, and they want to sell the suit to Elul. But we feel as if there's some kind of mental block that we just can't approach the Elul. What's missing from Amol that for not long ago there was an Elul that was conquered, that was Nikkur, what Elul really was? Abitzel Petzelberg is a Hanel Racha, and he speaks about Tshuva Bechlau. He writes, "In Kain Meharoyu Lushtamesh, Kenutzayt Matan Rabbah Se'erach Alazu." With this very valuable matana, he had tshuva. A person, he looked at tshuva as a matana rabba se'erach, a matana that's too valuable to even describe. Do we look at tshuva this way? Do we look at Yimei El as a matana rabba, as a matana yikara? And it really bothered me. So what's felt by Yom? If we could have the Elo from Amo, we'd have a different panim in Ganson. Our learning would be different, our davening would be different. And not long ago, there was a thing called Elul. So what are we missing? What's felt for them that we don't have this hergish anymore? And it really bothered me. And I asked a few people, that Balei Seichel, and I said, what's missing? So one person told me, he thinks of Shad is Pashit. We hear the word Tshuva, right? Elul is Tshuva, Tainu Hach. So what do we think our first reaction to the word Tshuva? We picture somebody with a long ponytail, a hippie that does Kol Averes Shebo'olam, and he has to be a Baal Tshuva. Whether he likes it or not, he has to be Tshuva. But us, we're Shem Meshavis, we learn, we keep kashrus, we do every kalak of a chamura, we daven in every kalak of a chamura. Do I have to do tshuva? Do I really need to do tshuva? On what? I'm a ben yeshiva, I don't do what I don't have to do. So the word, in other words, the whole concept of tshuva is not for us, it's for Yenim, it's for those Bali Aveiros. But isn't that really narishkeit? Isn't that a terrible, terrible mistake? Isn't there things that even the biggest Bnei Aliyah that we need tikkunim that we don't learn via daf zayin, we don't daven b'fil medaf davening? But Nissen Goyim, he wrote a beautiful vidah that we say there's a shem suin and then kippa cotton. He writes the zehalos and avaynoisai rabu milim like my chatoyim are too much to rechin, the chatoisai otmu yisaper, they got so big I can't even count them anymore. And then he said, Rabbi Nishavadam, I'm out of you, the Pharisee is Chatoi. If I want to stand there and count out my Chatoyim, Udevo'arom, Yichla Hazman, Zehem Lo Yichlu. The time will end, but I will never end. Rechening Ois, Man Chatoyim. And if this is what I'm listening going from the Halakha Goinim could say, Anan Man Menan Basay, what should we say? Can't we say the same thing with so much more emphasis? That chakayim that we did, that we avadi we learned, but is it learning that vizdav design? Is the davening vizdav design? Do we look where we're not supposed to look? Do we think where we're not supposed to think? Can we also make a cheshbon of things that we need tshuva on, that we so desperately need tshuva on? And if we start being honest with ourselves, we start getting a little of a pachad. So what's going to be with us, taka? If a nitzan going to say this cheshbon, what about us? And we start thinking, no, it's kum bal for yom hadin. Soon is coming a Rosh Hashanah, a day that the Eibishter makes a chesed on every trip and schnitt of a yid's life. Are we ready for the yom hadin? Are we ready for a chesed that the Eibishter makes a chesed and look at our learning and look at our davening and look at what our eyes saw, what our ears heard, and what our mouth spoke about? Are we ready for such a chesed? Chaim Shmulevitz had a merdika chush that in a few words he used to bring out a point that would other people take a whole shmuz to bring out. And I want to tell you one of such machshava that he once said that I think really brings out the nekuda of the importance of el. He once said that the Nol Seva Oilam, a person, Rahman Al-San, is lifted during the year. So they tell over the story. What happened, Taka? That person, he caught a cold, Hanukkah time. And the cold got worse and worse and deteriorated. And Tu B'Shvat, he caught pneumonia. And it got worse and worse. And then Pesach time, he was lifter. Look at Chaim Shmulevitz, got it all wrong. All the dates are inaccurate. He didn't get pneumonia on Tu B'Shvat. He got pneumonia on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah was Nigzah that he should have the safe of his life in this year. So he caught pneumonia, said Reb Chaim, not on Tu B'Shvat, he caught pneumonia during the Yemei Hadin, during these days of Rosh Hashanah. And the emes is, that's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Let's think back to this past year of Tufshin involved, and let's look at the right side of things you want to say as such. Think of all the good things that happened to us, think of all the Chazdei Hashem that we had, the aliyahs that we had, the aklachas that we had, the brachas that we had. And we realize, if you think about it, those things didn't happen throughout the year. Those all happened on Rosh Hashanah. And if Rahman al-Hashanah, if we can think of bad things that happened, things that we didn't want to happen but happened anyhow, again, those things didn't happen on those specific days. Those things all happened on Rosh Hashanah. That's when it was nigzah, all those things. In other words, our whole osid of Tovshim and Zayin, Habadah and L'Tayva, is all going to happen in this Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean to us? What does that mean to us, how we have to wake up and do tshuva? Because Rosh Hashanah is not for older people, it's not for sick people, Rosh Hashanah is for everybody. There's a merdik in Ma'asah, and it's not a time of void, it's a halacha l'maisa. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos is at the end of the Masechta, says if you see somebody that you didn't see for 30 days, you make a bracha shechiyanu. If you don't see somebody for a whole year, as up to Gemara, you make a bracha mechaya meisim. Said the Masha, what kind of bracha is mechaya meisim? You want to say mechaya meisim, say what you want. But make a bracha b'shem u'malchus, baruch ato ha'shem mechaya meisim, What kind of bracha is that for the Masa? Was the person dead? You didn't see the chavra a whole year? You want to be happy, say Shechiyano, fine. What is the Psara Machayim Eitim? Zok the Masa and the Mishnah Berurah brings it l'halacha. Because if you didn't see a chavra for 12 months, that means this person lived through Rosh Hashanah. That means on that Rosh Hashanah, the person's life in Shemayim came to an end. Because Rosh Hashanah, every person is nigza for the coming year, and nobody has anything. And Rosh Hashanah comes with not a muktik klal uklal. My Rebbe Zangizun, the Rambam says over, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Odom nidan in Rosh Hashanah. Ayla Maitre, the other Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Odom nidan b'chol yayin. So he always says the Pshat, that the embassy, there are two types of dinim. Every person, he has what he has every single day. He has his mishpach, he has his gezunt, he has panasa, he has his family. And every day there's a mishpat, if the person will have more or less of what he has. The etzem, basically he's the same. The shayla is a little more, a little less. That's the odam midim b'chol yayim. Rosh Hashanah is totally different. And to say his lashon, on Rosh Hashanah our term expires. Our lease expires. We had gezunt, we had panasa, we had mishpacha. That was all for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes, it's all possible. We all start from scratch. And I thought this mashal is the biggest raya today. Look the mashal, why do you make a bracha mechayim meitim if you don't see a chav for 12 months? Because that person passed through Rosh Hashanah. And that means at one moment the person was not a chayim anymore. Because he lived through a mishpat that maybe miyichim miyamim. And if Itaka lived through to see, he's lived to see him, so that's the bracha of mechayim meitim. To marvel the gazette. You see a chava, a friend, a young bacha, you make a bracha mechayim meitim that he was zaycha to live through Rosh Hashanah. And that's the question, are we ready for this Rosh Hashanah? Are we ready for this Yom HaDin that miyichim miyamim is not a vit, but it's a metzias? It's a mitzvah that you make a bracha b'shem u'malchus l'chayim eisim. Are we really ready for it? Are we really ready for the Yom HaDin that is nigza everything that's going to happen in the coming year, the good and Rachman Otzon, the toiv and the mutav, it's all going to be nigza on this Rosh Hashanah? But we can't get the access. Chalila di, so Islam says ein lecha machla kamei yis. The worst thing is to get the access. But there is an eitza. The chayodam in Tzalkuf Mem Gimel. Ahavas Hashem is amay ki midase ki chafet chesed hu v'lo yachbet amayis hameis ki mishuvi darki v'choya l'chein is atzil chayodim. What did the Eivish to give us? He gave us this mitzvah of tshuva, this inyan of Yimei Hadin, Yimei Harachimim. And he says in each of these days Yimei Haratzim Hakruz Yoytem will be fought with the fun of Shuvu Vanim Tevavim. That's what these days are. That's what Yimei Ha'elu, these are Boyim Yoyim. That's what they're all about. That Avad Mitzarechad, we have to realize our Osid, our complete Osid, Mi Aleph Atav, is totally in these days. Everything, no matter what age, no matter what a person has, he's a Muchzik on absolutely nothing. And that's Mitzarechad. And that's how it makes the Pachad of Yom HaDin more Chushesik. And that's Mitzarechad. I once told over here the story. Happened in Eretz Yisrael. I heard the tape personally. There was an autistic child in Eretz Yisrael. His father was a Rosh Yeshiva, and I heard the shmooze from his father. And the father asked him a number of questions. This boy never learned. It was like a type of retardation. This child never learned. The father asked him questions in Chumash that many of us don't know the answer. And this child, this autistic child, knew the answer. Tlachiyad, mamish, every answer was besmeared by him. And the father, one thing I didn't say, and I'll say it now. When the father asked him, what is Rosh Hashanah? So the child had a seizure and he couldn't talk. The child, who had a certain perception, realized what Yemei HaDin is. And that's Mitzarecha, what Yemei HaDin is. If you realize what Tzutzach and Shemayim, everything, our whole Osid, Mi Aleph Atav, our term expired. We need Chesed on every Tzaynikas. That's Mitzarecha. Mitzarecheni, we have these Yamim Nefloyim, these Yamim Nechmodim. We have the Yemei Elul. We're there, the Eibishter of Tzutzons, Umalcham es Revavcham es Revav Zarachem. Where the Eibishter says, I personally will help you in Tshuva. And Zakoyin Hanibal Tshuva, even in Yege Echot. The taste, Yemei Elul, when we have an assignment to say that word we shouldn't say, and we stop and say, no, I can't say it, Elul. That's our guarantee for the Kumad Zakiyah. when we're sitting in front of the Gemara and says, look, the Chabatim, especially now, it's the end of the summer already, and we say, I can't do it because it's already El. That's what the Zayas does too. That's the Rega Echad of Tshuva that's covered by the Abish more than anything else. And that's what really our Hachana to the Yom HaDin is. Mitzad Echad, Taka, the Din is Ayin Fanoira. But Mitzad Sheni, we have the Yifur, the Tzidra. Each Rega Echad of Tshuva, each minute of Tshuva, in these Yimei Harachimim, that's really our greatest guarantee for success. Our greatest Hadracha is Atlach and the Kumit Dikiyara. The Chavetz Chaim had a Talmud, the Valdi Gigoyin, and Mod Chazoy, the friend of the Vecha. He wrote a number of stories that he himself saw by the Chavetz Chaim. One story that he writes was that the Chavetz Chaim had a minig in these Yimei HaRatzon. He would go into the shul alone, lock the door, and he would spend some time there alone with nobody else. This is Mod Chazoy, was a Talmud Neman. He wanted to hear what the Rebbe does there in those moments alone. So he snuck into the Beis Medrash. And he heard the Chavetz Chaim talking to himself. And the Chavetz Chaim was making the whole skit. First the Chavetz Chaim said, okay, Yisrael Meir, HaKoyin is now being mishpat on his Averis and his mitzvah. And the Chavetz Chaim did every part, like I'm telling you, written each word. They bring out all the mitzvahs of Yisrael Meir HaKoyin. They brought out his learning, and his svarim, and his shiurim, and everything. And then they said, okay, well, that's good. Bring out his chatayim. And the Chavetz Chaim, in this davening with yourselves, and in this mitzvah yourselves, and this learning was in this daf design. And all of a sudden, Chavetz Chaim started screaming, "Oy gevald, oy gevald! Guess what? It's 50-50. There's this many mitzvahs and the same amount of averus. What's going to be? And there's a big tumult in the shemayim and the courts. It's 50-50. What's going to be?" And then all of a sudden, Chavetz Chaim starts yelling, "Wait, wait! This Yisrael Meir. Is he a mace or a chai?" So somebody, the Chavetz Chaim called out, he's a chai, he's a living. So we did a lashon. So the Chavetz Chaim called out, "Ato zev is there," and he writes in parentheses, "V'lashayna shel charifim." You blank and blank and blank. Do levsnach. You're still alive? Hurry up, do tshuva. Do a mitzvah, hurry up. Don't come to us now. And at that point he writes, the Chavetz Chaim broke out, the v'chi gadol. And that's the way the Chavetz Chaim prepared for this Yimei HaDin, for those Yomim HaNefloyim. In other words, each Kleinigkeit, each Vart Torah, each mitzvah could be Machir the Schus, from Achayim Shal Bracha to Rachmanu L'Slan Achayim, that's Eini Shal Bracha. And I found Takatayim, the Rambam, in the Tshuva Perek Beis, says this Mahalach, that the Oifan of Tshuva is to imagine that we're exactly 50-50. So we're mechta, mechta, and one more mitzvah, one more vartaya, one more tefillah, that's machriya. And that has to be a heritage of persons of each rega echad in these yom ha-neflayim, in these yimei ha-elo. The Eibishter calls to us, mitzvah ha-hav, and says, "Shuvu vanam shevam, I'm going to help you." The Achashuch and Takatayit, what does that mean? Ani lo doidi v'doidi li? What does that mean? Halacha lemaisa, Dr. Chasuch in the Seif and Halacha. Kloima she'ata ha'eis she'yil kol machshevoisi l'zoidi. Now we have to start living with the Eibishter, thinking about the Eibishter, and each davening to think about the Eibishter more, daven a little better, and each tefillah and each seder. And then Dr. Chasuch and the Eibishter concludes, "Oz gam doidi li, the Eibishter will also be for me, she'yizgiach ha'layla teivasi." As Enachanami, Yimei HaYotzen, Yimei HaDin, have a tremendous, our Osir is totally engancing in that. But Mitzad Sheni, we have the Refuah. We have these Yimei HaYotzen. And Baruch Hashem, we're all alive to do those mitzvahs. We're all alive to have those Rege Echad of Tshuvas. So I ask you, Mayav Rabbi Yisrael, can we afford to be without this Elul? Can we afford to say, just don't remind me about it, I want to forget about it? If we realize our entire effort is totally in this month, in the Achana of this month, we have to make a chesed that we can't waste this month. The Rambam writes, if somebody does not do tshuva, he's an achza. What's up with the word achza, not chayta? I think it's pashut. Because if you realize what's totally in this, and these you may have been, that our entire effort is totally in this you may have been, so if you don't still go through, you're not only a shayt or a chayt, a person's an avatar. He's so cruel to himself, his learning, his gezunt, his family, his simcha, everything and anything that we need is all totally in this month of tshuva. So if you don't do tshuva, Rachmana Litzlan, besides the avon yavera, but it's pasuk the narada. So as you see, we need this month of Elul, and we need tshuva, we need ganz good tshuva. So why taka don't we sell those sutras? And why are we afraid of this Elul? But I think the real answer is, why taka we don't look nice in Elul, why we don't appreciate, why we're not like that pasuk, the person that actually looks forward to an Elul. So our problem is very simple. So we don't have a mahalach for Elul. We don't have a plan. What exactly do I do Elul? In other words, we know Elul is very important, and we know tshuva is very important, and we know that we can't waste this month, but now what? You know, to come to the end of the sukkah, we know what to do. We build a sukkah, we sit in the sukkah, we take lulav and esrog. It comes to the end of Pesach, we eat matzah. We know what to do exactly. To come to the month of Elul, what should we do l'maisa? What exactly is our plan? What's our mahalach? And many people, and they mean it like a very erlich, they jump at Elul with the greatest simcha. They're going to become a Yisrael Salant in Midas. They're going to become a Vilna Goyin in Hasmada. They're going to become a Rizal in Dveikas. And they really want to look like the Elul. What Chazal say, Otzla Hashir. What Chazal say, the biggest mistake a person makes, he wants to change overnight. That's the mistake these people are making. And that's the quickest way of failure. That's the most guaranteed way that a person is going to become a total failure. Nobody can change overnight. Nobody can be a Vilna Goyin. Nobody can be a Rizal. And many people, they try to change overnight. Elul is going to be the Elul. And it's Nairish. We can't do that. We can't jump. We can't jump 100 steps in one time. So what do you do then? So what should be the Maisa? What should be our plan, our Tzugan to Elul? It has to be some reason. It has to be Lefi Kaychaysenu, Lefi Majabeysenu. So what should it be, Taka? How do we sell food to the gentlemen this way? I want to tell you a medjit that I saw. I think the medjit, besides being a Gevaldige Musa Haskel for a dance here, but I think that should be the mahalach in the Yemei HaElul. The medjit is speaking about the first chet that was ever in the Bria, the chet of Adam Rishon. And then the medjit discusses the most damaging chet that the Bria ever had. That was the chet that Klal Yisrael did, and because of that they were sent out of Eretz Yisrael. Two of the most important chatayim, of the most crucial chatayim. So the Medrash, Vayik, the Pasuk in Bereishis, the Medrash is in Bereishis Rabba, in Perek Yotes, Ois Tes, Vayikra Hashem Aleikim El Adam. What happens in this Pasuk is, Adam Arishim just did that terrible chet of eating from Eitz Hadas. And the Eibishter calls to him. At that moment that Adam did the most fatal mistake, that all of our tzaris, many of our tzaris actually, is because of that chet. And the Eibishter calls to Adam. And what does the Eibishter tell Adam Rishon? What is the Eibishter's reaction to Adam Rishon's chet? Zok the Eibishter, Eich Havisa, which the Mefarshim of Hanot, the Pirush Me'azav Taitus, how could you do such a thing? How could you be so silly? And he explains, it can't be a question, where are you? Because the Eibishter knew where he was. You can't hide from the Eibishter. So what was the Eibishter's question, Ayecha? Eich Havisa. Ein zeh sheila el atmiya. Shakadosh Baruch Hu matmiya al Adam v'amalai tizboinen al atmcha. Look at yourself. Adam Harisim, look what you did to yourself. Heichan ma'alotcha hakaduma. What happened to the original Maila? And the Medrash describes that Adam used to be misoifo oilam atsoifoi. Adam Harisim, who was in the greatest madrega, and he did the chet, and look what happened. Zok the Medrash writes, and this is what I want to point out. This is my nekuda. Zok the Eibishter, Adam Harishon hin hechnastiv l'terech Gan Eden. I brought you into Gan Eden. Do we know what Gan Eden is? We have a bagrif what Gan Eden is. Everything. He had everything and anything. He was mamish misoif olam atzoif. He had entire wealth. The tzivisi, I gave him one issa not eat me tadas va'ova al tivuyay, and he didn't listen to me. Vidanti oisa b'shiluchim v'gerishim, I sent him out of the Eitzah, from the Gan Eden. And this is the Ikka Nekuda. And what was the Eibishter's reaction to all this? What was the Eibishter's reaction to the biggest mistake in the Bria? He was in Gan Eden with Kol Tov. And the Avish is talking to Adam Rishon. What was the Avish's reaction? Left the Medrash one word. One word that describes so much pain and so much anguish from the Avish there. Left the Avish to Adam one word. Eicha. How'd you do it? How could you do such a narish case? How could you do such a gefala for God? I don't think the Avishta was angry and calling him a balaveira and calling him a rasha. The Avishta looks at him, Eicha. I brought you into Gan Eden. I gave you Kol Tov. You had opportunity, Shein Kamayu. You had the whole world, the Gan Tevel. You were literally, you were in Gan Eden. Eicha. Eicha. How did you do it? How did you do such a thing? And the Medrash goes right through the same mahalach. The same thing, I've born of, I brought him to Eretz Yisrael. And I told not to Averis. Overall, Tivuyai, the Dante Yais and the Shaluch and the Garrison, it's the same story that the Medrash. Kalai Yisrael, I also brought a Eretz Yisrael. And I gave him just these mitzvahs, not to do this and this. And Rabbi said, what was the Avish's reaction to that Churban? What was the Avish's reaction to the Churban of Eretz Yisrael? The same story, the same one word. The Kenanti I love, I said on Kalai Yisrael, Aleihem, Eicha. How did you do such a thing? I gave you everything. I gave you a Gan Eden of Devil. How did you make such an embarrassing mistake? I often think this Medrash is talking to all of us. Although it's talking to Ikat Admarisha, but it's talking to all of us. And this is the Musa Haskell, the El Asa teacher person. Every person, Dennis, every person today finds himself in Gan Eden. You're looking at me like I'm being Megazim. I'm not being Megazim. I'm Faket. I'm taking away from what we have. We don't have Gan Eden, Rabbi says. We have something that's more than Gan Eden. And I'm not being Megazim. The Mishnah in Avos describes what Gan Eden is, what Olam Haba is. The Mishnah says, Zachen, that it's almost impossible to really understand and relate to. The Mishnah says, if you take all the Hanas from the whole world that since Adam Rishon's time till our time, that's in the first Mamazba, and you put all that in one big Hanah, that Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. Zok, the Mishnah in Avos, Yofa Koyos Ruach Shel Olam Haba, a smell of Olam Haba, is better than Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. So it takes all the hanas from the whole world, from Adam's time till Ad Hayom Hazeh, all those hanas, but Olam Haba, a koyes ruach of Olam Haba, is better than all that. Something we have no background for what that means. But the kids, Olam Haba is something that's unbelievable that we can't even imagine. So Mustama Olam Haba is the greatest thing, the most unimaginable thing in the world, right? But there's one thing that's better than Olam Haba, Zok the Mishnah. There's one thing that's better than Kol Chayei Olam Haba. That's not only better than Koyas Ruach Olam Haba, but it's better than Kol Chayei Olam Haba. Zok the Mishnah in Avos, Yafa Sha'achas Shel Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. That there is indeed something that's better than Kol Chayei Olam Haba. And that is the Sha'achas of Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim Ma'asim. That's our matzah today. And that's our matzah every single day. And I sometimes picture the Avishta looking at us and saying, my entire kinder, Hichnastiv L'Zeich Gan Eden, I brought you into this world of Gan Eden. I brought you into this world that's even better than Gan Eden. I brought you into a world that every hour is a Shah Achas that's better Mikol Chayelim Habor. I Hichnasti Oizcha L'Zeich Gan Eden. Each word Torah, each hour in Beis Medrash, each filler talking to the Avishta Peh Al Peh, that's all the chaylik of our Olam, of our Gan Eden, of our Sha'achas for Olam Hazeh. And each time we have an Asayim not to say the wrong words, that's all the chaylik of our Gan Eden. To be zaycha to what the Goyim brings from the Medrash, that the Shok Hol Rega Verega Sha'adam Chaysim Piv Olam Hazeh, zaycha la'or ha'gona she'en kol malach u'bay yachol la'hasik. Each of these things, each Var Torah, and each Tefillah, and each Amidah ben Isayin, that's all the chaylik of Yichnasi L'Tach Gan Eden. If we would live with such a mahalach, if we would realize the importance of time, the opportunity of each Sha'achas in this world, we would have a different panim, we would have a different surah. But our problem is we forget. Our problem is we forget what it means, the Sha'achas Ba'ilam Azeh. And what happens? You know what happens when we forget? The Eibishter looks down with so much sorrow. And you know what the Eibishter tells us? Eicha, how could you do it? I brought you into Gan Eden. I gave you everything. How can you throw it away for a narescape? And that's our problem. That's our mistake. The days that we live with this mahalach of the importance of Limud HaTorah, of the chashivas of a tefillah, those days are Gan Eden. Those days are gevaldik. And those days we have no problem being Oymed B'Nisayim. So what happens at a day that a person is not, there's a seder in front of him and he says, I'll just miss today. No, it's Meshke Ferlach. You know what the Eibus is saying to us? How could you do it? I brought you, I gave you this gelegenheit of a Sha'achas Ba'ilam Azeh. You're throwing it away. And that's our problem. And the frat, not only our problem, the frat, but that's the problem of our Dor B'Chalal. The Tzaddikim said it, and even Lahavdil, even the psychologists say it, our Dor is a Dor that doesn't think. Our Dor, people are so busy, they have no time for anything. Nobody thinks. People do things, the biggest narish guys, and nobody even thinks, should I do it, should I not do it? And this Hanash Spahn us. I thought of one muscle, I think it's a muscle pella. But today, Mitzvah, the biggest problem that our society faces is drug abuse. What is drug abuse? We should never know from it. A person takes the adayim and his mach of his life, his mach of his family's life, his mach of his health, these people die very young, and he's everything, anything that a person wants, he's macher for that marriage case. And it's Baruch Hashem on a shayla. If a person would be mizbeinen before he does that terrible marriage case, that he's going to throw away his own gezunt, and he's going to throw away his shalom bayis if he has any, he's going to throw away everything and anything a life offers for those few moments of pleasure. So it's Baruch Hashem, the person will never do it. No shayla about it. It's mamish mayim she'en lam soif of admas nefesh and of tsar. All the crimes that come, all the murders and all the robberies is all to get those few minutes of pleasure. So why is it people do that? Why is that today it's one of the biggest problems that's facing our society? Because the Torah doesn't think. You do something, you have a good time, and again, the Zavavaita. And that's talked about the Goyim. But let's look at ourselves a little bit. A person is sitting in Beis Medrash, he's sitting in what the Eibishter calls the Gan Eden, and he just sits and doesn't learn. He battles, he schmoozes, or he doesn't come at all to the Beis Medrash. Isn't he making the same mistake? Isn't he throwing away what Yafa Mikol Chai Olam Haba for Narishkeit? Isn't the Eibishter's Gevein ringing in his ears, Eicha, how can you do sitting? We look at those in the Shigoyim and you say, how can you do sitting? How could you throw away everything for a few minutes of pleasure? Maybe the same kasha than us. A person, it's time for davening, he has the opportunity to speak to the Eibishter, peh al peh. He has the opportunity to talk to ask him the Eibishter, call Mishalei Zvibay, and for a few minutes of sleep, he throws away the whole davening. Isn't that Nari? Isn't that Meshuggah? He has an opportunity to talk with the Eibishter, peh al peh, and he throws it away. And you know what the problem is? He doesn't think before he does something. If he would think what he's gaining or what he's losing, he would never have an assayin to miss that davening. But that's the mark of our Dor. And Tzaddikim have said this specifically in America, that people are running no yeshiva das, and that's the mark of our Dor. We don't think before we do things. The Kotzke once touched, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo yisho. Dr. Kotzke, you know the difference between a person and a behemoth is? A behemoth does things impulsively without thinking. A person has the sha'achas of his bonus, of thinking before he does something. And if a person doesn't think before he does something, he's not a mensch. Ein lecha adam, you can't have a person if ein lo yisho, he doesn't have his asha of his bonus. And that's what we're missing today. We throw away the greatest things to narishkeit, to say a verse, and everybody laughs, and it's very funny. The Chazal told us, and the Val Brechaver Barab is Ein Lei Chelik V'Olam Haba. So why do we do it? Why do we say something that can hurt somebody else? Why are we Nichsha Rachman Otan and Elas Tavarim? Because we don't think. We don't give ourselves that Sha'afat of his baininess. And there's one eitzah. There's one eitzah to all these problems. Ramchal in the Kunjus Derech Haitzchayim, in an absolutely beautiful stickle, he speaks about what he calls, what the Gemara calls, Hamoishlam, which the Gemara titles, Elo Hamoishlam, because no doubt have an achizim yetzah hara. Look, do you know what the secret of a Moishel is? You know how a person can become Moishel B'Yitzray? A Moishel B'Yitzram Heim Yasu Echadav HaHazer. What do they do? Halei Adam Reich Snoit Yomav Oymed Lachsev Chazbainas Asasam. A person thinks about his business and about his Tanasa and his house and his all his Gashmir. V'lomba L'yosin Alevavay Asibu Sha'achas. Why does he think that 1 hour Gam L'zayt Lachsev Machshevet Mamish? Why does he think about important machshavas? Mahu, what is he? He's a person that's in Gan Eden. He's a person that the Eibishter hichnasu l'torach Gan Eden. V'lama bala olam, why did he come to this? Bala olam, why did he come to this world? He came to collect Torah mitzvot. Ma'am avakish imenu malach malachim lochim. U'may yeh saif kol yonav. And what's going to be saif kol yonav? After I live out my 120 years, what's going to be then? And then he says a beautiful gedan. Diet is the greatest and strongest medicine. Shetucho lahamsi neged hayetsa. That's the greatest medicine to work with the yetsa hara. Vehi kal is very easy to do. Ufulafe gedayla, and has tremendous effect. And at the end, he says, "Ha'adam she'ein choishev al zeh." You don't think this way. Kasevay ma'oid ma'oid adiel ashleima. But ha'adam ha'choishev al zeh koray eileha ma'oid. It's very, very kariv to him to have this hatzlacha. This is what a sha'achas, a machshava before you do something. This is what it means, and this is the pa'ula. This is what he calls the greatest medicine, keneged yetzer hara. Our mistake is when we do things unterachten. When you say a word without thinking, when you battle a seder without thinking, when you miss a davening without thinking, that's where it all comes from. And the apes are looking down and saying, Eicha, Eicha, how can you do this? I'm not only angry, I have rachmanas on you. I'm filled with pity on you. I gave you a Gan Eden, and you toss it away, and you throw it away. I think that's the mahalach of Elul. I think that has to be our plan in Elul. That a person, kol echad lefi madrigasei, to realize that at least in this month, at least in this month, to realize, to remember that the Eibishter is looking at us and telling us, "Hichnasti v'tocha neidim." I gave you an olam hazeh that each shah achas is yoyti mekol chayalim hazeh. And halvai to think this way a whole year. But we have, at least in this Yimei Elul, not to pat aside, not to waste time, not to throw away an olam molei for an olam oizeh. The Rambam, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Tshuva and Perek Beis, and he speaks about the mitzvah of Shofar, so the Rambam says, Afa Bishat Kiyah Shofar Hashanah Gzeiras HaKasuv, but it has a remez. What's the remez? Klayma Uri Yishenim Mishimaschem V'Nidramim Hekitzu Mitidamaschem V'Chifshu V'Maseichem V'Chazer B'Tshuva. And he goes on to explain that's really what the Shofar is all about. People in Hevli Hazman, they forget about what's good, they forget about what's right, and they become like Shlachtadik mentioned. Zabdi Rambam, that's what the Shaykh is supposed to remind us. Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem. And I think that's really what Tshuva is all about. When we want to become Moshe the Yitzrayim, we want to become that Givaldi Gadam Gadu, the Eitzah is to be Moshe, is this Yisoid of not to patchka, not to waste time. Not to waste opportunities. That every day of Elul Hakapanim is a day that the Eibishter tells us, Hichnasu v'tocha Gan Eden. Eibishter always said when he speaks by the Amoraim, a person comes to Elul, he wants to make Kabbalah, you have to be specific. You can't just hop and jump and do 100 things. And from every year he says the same thing. What should be our one specific Mahalach and Elul? To realize the importance of Zman. To realize the chashivas of Zman, of time, what time could two away, what we could two away from time. And a person that I forget, what can I do? I forget one day to the next. But remember, every single day we have the Shofar, we have the Kiyah Shofar to remind us, Uri Yishenu Mishinaschem. Don't get caught up in the veldt of running, 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 and you don't stop and think. El is supposed to tell a person, realize that you're in Gan Eden, that every Sha'achas, you're in Gan Eden. Chazal say, Habola Tayyim Messayin Ashur. Chazal Matiachas, that Pitzchul be Pesach, Yipitzchul Shom Achad, Vani Eftach Lacham Pesach, Yipitzchul Shom Ulam. And that's what El is all about. We can't do what Amalek Gedoyer did, that's beyond us. But we have to do what's by us, our Pesach Tassin. What's by us, our Habola Tayyim. And I once wondered, you see Amalek Gedoyer, how much they accomplished in the El, how much they changed in the El, and today El is, by us, is nothing. What happened? What's our mistake? You know what the answer is, everybody says? Because Chazal Maftiach us. Chazal gave us Haftach, the Abish of Maftiach us, Umaltam es Levavcham es Levav Zayachem. But the first step has to be Pitzchul be Pesach, Pitzchul Shom Achad. Those Zayers, those people, those Chachamim that stelled us through to Elul, and they opened up that Pesach, they were Zaychah to unbelievable sight of the Shemaya. Who has an Astagah what it means, Pitzchul Shom Ulam? Who has a Hasaga how great it is, the Messiah nicely. When a person opens up his Pesach Tatan, he's Zaycha to that Yai to the Shemaya. But if we're sleeping in El, if we forget about the El, if we're scared about the El, if we don't want to remember the El, we don't open up the Pesach Tatan. And then we lose the whole Bracha. We have to remember what a Rega Echad of Tshuva, like the Zaycha Kaddish tells us, that every time we have an Assyrian to say what we don't say, and we hold ourselves back as today is El, that is the Pesach Tatan. Every time we have an Asayin not to learn, and we stir Shem Zichon to Taki to learn, that is our Pesach Tatan. And then we're Zaycha to that Habola Tayyim Asayin, I say. The Pasuk says, Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Alei Kecha. Do Tshuva. But it's very hard. What do we do? So the Chavetz Chaim said, the answer is in the next Pasuk. Ukechu Yimachem Tzvarim. A person can be an Asayin, he can have a Gevaldik Asayin. But he has to make it l'maisa. He has to take with him something l'maisa. His service fills out very quickly. But the Chavetz Chaim, the Eitzah has to be, I have to take with you something. Take with you some kind of Kabbalah, some kind of machshava, not general, not vague. It has to be specific. I think the mahalach of Elul, our Pchui Machem Dvarim has to be this mahalach. To realize that we are now in the Gan Eden. That we're now in Yamim of Arachim, Yamim Nechmadim. That the Eibishter is sticking out his hand to us. And that means it's easier to learn, it's easier to daven. But we have to open up that Pesach Tatan. And then we'll see how big the Messiah Neishitak really is. And maybe it should be specifically for two Kabbalahs, three Kabbalahs, the most, something concrete. The Avodas El, we say, I saw Avoda speaks about El, and says, you know, Pashta Kabbalah, the Makabal to say Krishma, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Tavana. And it's a very, that's a godless to think that way. We think of Gevaldi Gezach and Gevaldi Geshinuyim, but it has to be Lamaisa. But Gevaldi, if you have a Kabbalah, to say Krishna with Kavana. So then every day of El, you're saying Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, Nachmeh, Nachmeh, Nachmeh. And that makes it Rosh. I've learned these languages that spoke so beautifully by Shalom Sudis, a Kabbalah and El to daven Oveit for Kavana. The first Baruch and Shema Nesha. Besides, of course, that it's a Chiyav and Mitzaradin. But that's our Pesach Katan. That's our Habola Taya. I heard one from Rav Shach, close to the Pugavim. What was Rav Shach's Habola 1L, one of the L? He's Makabal to bench from the bencha. Not the bench at heart. That was the Habola 1L. And that's the Gavis. Because people have springing and grace Zachim, and it's all nothing. You have to Kachuyimachim, Devorim, a kleinikait, your Pesach Katan, and to do it every single day, chof v'layava. And that's our Pesach Katan. So maybe it is the Yetzer, one Berad Mamakim, either Krishma or Benching, or Shemon Esra, and one Berad Machaveya, like we spoke the other week, to do Chesed, a Chesed specifically L'Shem Chesed, a Chesed I wouldn't do a regular day, but I'm doing it today because it's Elul. Maybe that would be the Yetzer. Maybe that's our Zechuyim Macham Zavarim. But this is exactly, we have to realize, it's not hard to open the Pesach Katan. But if a person is sleeping, if a person is shlof, then it's very hard. The El has to be, a person has to realize he's living in Gan Eden. He's living in a matzav that every kleinikait, if Ari Yevish is so chashiv, that Rege Echad, he's Zaycha, what the greatest topic is not Zaycha. But it has to be Lamaisa, it has to be with a Kabbalah Lamaisa, I should keep the entire month. I spoke recently in a colony, so I mentioned the word I heard from Rebbe Zangezun that he says over Kmar every year. The Gemara in Ksubis speaks about Marukva. Marukva gave a tremendous amount of tzedakah. So the Yetzin, how can you give so much tzedakah? Ah, you can give more than a certain amount. So Marukva said, Zvidoi Kalili, V'orcha Rechitza, which Rashi teaches, Hachinoisi, the Tzedla Kalala, Hachinoisi, the Derech Rechitza. I have a long way ahead of me. I have a derech echaik. I have a tremendous mahalach ahead of me. And I have to prepare for that. I have to have tzedla derech. He's about to be nifta, and he thought of the yom hadin, and he had to do some, he had to have some kind of tzedla. My Rebbe Zangin always says, it comes the day, you may have el, you may have yotzen, a person with little b'seichel realizes he has a derech echaik in front of him. He has a long way in front of him. He has these days that decides his entire yotzen. And he has to have Seder L'Derech. He has to have something to gain some tish. He has a whole year in front of him, but he has to have the Seder L'Derech of these Yemei Ha'Elam. So after I finished speaking, somebody came over to me, smoothing, and he says, I noticed a lot of people are learning. So I said, what's up, there's a Seder right now, after I finished? He goes, yeah, last year there was a person that was in this colony for 15 years, a young person, a live wire, he told me, Mama, it's a labor to commence. And this year, Pusman, he was nifta, a heart attack, a young man, he was nifta, and we miyasid this seder, the zeicha nishma seder. And it was very, very spooky. We looked at each other and we said together, that's derech hachikta. That's what it means, what Chazal say, that's a derech hachikta. And that all happened in these Yimei Hadin. And for that urcha hachikta, we have to have tzedla derech. We look forward to a year, tafshin and zayin, abayin and toiva, and each of you have tremendous potential, tremendous yichodes, tremendous gelegenheit to steigen Torah, to steigen in ruchnias, to steigen everything called over Torah. But now is when that is going to be decided. We all have a derech hachikta. We all have a book to look forward to. But you can't go without the tzedek derech. The tzedek derech has to be these rega echads of tshuva, these kleinikites, these pesach shel machat that we have to use, these yomim v'rachim, the yomim nisloyim, these are the days we have to chaperayim to get that tzedla derech. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the famous story with Chanina ben Tzadia. They were going to execute him, and they put around him svukim shel tzema that he should die slower. And the executioner said, Rebbe, if I make you die fast, will you take me to the Olam Haba? So he said, yes. And he jumped into the fire, and they both died. So the Gemara said, Yotz the Basko, that the Chanina ben Tzadia, the Katan Tanuri, and the executioner, are Muzumanim Lachai Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, that Bacha Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh was there, he was crying. And he said, Yesh Kone Olam B'Sha'achas. Look what happened. In a moment, this executioner became a Muzumanim Olam Haba. So I went to Rebbe Zangezon, he says, what is Rebbe crying about? What kind of a chi is it? He couldn't fagin yenim, the yenim should have olam haba. What was he crying about? So he said a beautiful mahalach. Rebbe realized, look what a sha'achas was. Look how valuable a sha'achas. That is only a sha'achas. Yesh kana olam of sha'achas. So Rebbe cries, gevald, gevald. Had I only known this earlier, had I only known what a sha'achas is, maybe I would have done things differently. This has to be our mahalach in Elul. That in Elul specifically, the sha'achas is so much more valuable. The rega echad el tshuva is so much more valuable than a gansiyah. And we don't only have a rega echad, we have a chaydish echad. We have these yamin neflayim, the yamin nechmadim. That each day, each hour is a diamond. And the eitzah is, like the Sharm says, to live with the chesed, to live with chesbonei shalaylam, not to pater the tzeit, not to pater each moment, each sha'achas of Elul. And we have to make this Elul that Elul. And then the Eibishter will help Saka. If we'll be an Ilo Doidi, then the Doidi, if we'll take ourselves of two in our learning, in our davening, and the Ikka, in our realizing that we're in Gan Eden, if we'll ourselves of two an Ilo Doidi, then certainly the Doidi be. And certainly the Eibishter will help us, each in his own, that the next year, that Urcha Rechikta will be a Gebenst Urcha Rechikta, will be a Gevaldigi year, a year of Atzloch and everything, and Taka the Olam, every person specifically should have a Ksiv Achsi Metoiva, and this year should be the year that we're waiting for, the Shnaz Gula, the Yeshua, Lanu Lecho Yisrael, Amen, Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.